against Bitcoin.
It's going up forever, Warren.
You're against Bitcoin. You're against freedom.
Yo! Yo, welcome to another episode of Simply Bitcoin Live. We are live streaming from backstage at Unconfiscatable in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's going to be a great show today. We're going to talk about Jamie Dimon being a demon and his friends, Elizabeth Warren. But I mean, it just shows that we're winning. And it also shows something that we've been talking about for quite a while, which is the iron law of central banker and politician projection. I know Jamie Dimon isn't a central banker, but he sure acts like a central banker. He said the quiet part out loud yesterday, calling for all global governments to ban Bitcoin. Why? Because Bitcoin is competition to their cartel, and cartels don't like competition. But that just means that we're heading in the right direction. We just got to stay the course and continue fighting and overcoming these monetary demons. I'm here with my legendary co-host, the Mister of Flights, Optimus Fields.
Wow, I'll never let that down. It wasn't my fault this time.
Two flights already.
Not to get here, but yes, I have missed a few flights. I guess I'm not good with scheduling. I need to get a secretary or something. But anyways, before we go on, you know, I know we're going to talk about this all day, Nico. You know, the Jamie Dimon clip that is going to get played. But it feels real good when the criminals call you a criminal. It's like, it's very poetic. It's like, oh yeah, okay. You know, what's the saying? Pot calling the kettle black. It's like, yeah, you guys are the real criminals. And of course, the projection, the gaslighting out there, it's just like, it's absolutely incredible. And it's more amazing that people think he's like being serious and honorable and being truthful. It's absolutely insane clown world that we're a part of. But anyways, we'll get into that all day.
We do have a comment. I want to pull it up from Ron P. So the conference starts at 10 a.m. Pacific.
Wait,
time.
We're going to talk about the culture. So I got the whole schedule.
About 40 minutes, the conference starts. So we're going to talk about it. And we're also going to be doing a special live stream during the lunch break during the conference. We're going to get a lot of the conference speakers to come by the Simply Bitcoin news desk, and we're going to do some interviews. Anyways, I do also want to introduce the star of Simply Bitcoin Originals, which have been absolutely blowing up. We have the one, the only, Rustin. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing great. I'm super excited. So we got, looks like the advertising agency is at it again. The top advertisers for Bitcoin. There is no like, there's definite correlation between the pump and the attacks on Bitcoin from Liz and Jamie Dimon. The fiat cantillionaires are here to pump Bitcoin. The scrubs are at it again, and we appreciate you pumping our bags. Keep it up. You're doing great out there.
If you want to hear some more of Rustin's signal, guys, I definitely recommend the Simply Originals, which have absolutely been blowing up. I think two of them hit like 50K or something.
Man, we had a couple pop. Appreciate all you guys out there watching our show. We tried to, you know, attract those guys that may be in the freedom movement or maybe in that shitcoin, just dark centrifuge of despair. And we try to bring them over to the bright orange future. And so you may see some clickbaity titles and things, but once you get into the show, you're going to get the signal. You're going to get that toxicity that we love. We love to share. And it goes back to, Nico, when you first were on, what was that? The Bitcoin 21 conference?
2022. Said, was it 21? I forget.
Yeah. And they were saying, what is the mission of Simply Bitcoin? It's we're going to be here and we're not going to rest. We're not going to sleep until all the shitcoin casinos and all these shitcoin channels die. So get ready. We're coming and we're not stopping. So.
I was a lot more toxic back then. Oh, man. Nico circa Bitcoin 2021. Yeah, I mean, look, I'm a big believer in the free market. I think that we have the truth on our side as Bitcoiners. And really all we got to do is just shine the light of truth on, you know, a lot of the rackets and a lot of the schemes. And I think just Bitcoin's incentives will do the rest, you know. But anyways, Opti, what are we going to talk about during the culture, my friend?
Well, I got the schedule here for Unconfiscatable. We're gonna break down what's gonna happen today in Vegas, and Nico kind of touched on it. We're gonna talk about hopefully who we get in at lunchtime to get you guys a live stream interview from the background. But yeah, we're gonna talk about Vegas and, you know, meeting up with family and friends and just having a good time. And this is why you come to the conferences.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Anyways, I'm really excited for this show, ladies and gentlemen. Let's jump straight into the numbers. We have a lot to talk about today. Let's check it out.
The Bitcoin numbers.
Is your Bitcoin in cold storage really secure? Is your seed phrase really secure? Stampseed's do-it-yourself kit has everything you need to hammer your seed words into commercial-grade titanium plates instead of just writing them on paper. Don't store your generational wealth on paper. Paper is prone to water damage, fire damage. You want to put your generational wealth on one of the strongest metals on planet Earth, titanium. Your words are actually stamped into this metal plate with this hammer and these letter stamps. And once your words are in, they aren't going anywhere. No risk of the plate breaking apart and pieces falling everywhere. Titanium stamped seeds will survive nearly triple the heat produced by a house fire. They're also crush-proof, waterproof, non-corrosive, and time-proof. All things that paper is not, allowing you to hodl your Bitcoin with peace of mind for the long haul. Stamp your seed on Stampseed.
All right, guys, I'm going to make it incredibly easy for you guys. You can scan the QR code that's currently popped up on your screen right now. It'll take you directly to the Stampseed website where you can get yourself a titanium Stampseed seed storage kit. Don't store your seed on paper. Store it on titanium, one of the strongest metals on planet Earth. Don't put yourself in a situation where you have to explain to your grandchildren why you lost your generational wealth because you stored it on paper. Don't do that. So get yourself a stamp seed. Anyways, at the time of recording, the Bitcoin price is sitting pretty at $43,660. Sats per dollar, 2,290. Block height, 820,157. Blocks to halving, 19,843. Halving estimate, April 20th, 2024. Total Lightning Network capacity, 5,036. Bitcoin capacity value, $219 million. Realized monetary inflation, 1.75%. And the market capitalization of Bitcoin, $854 billion with the B. Bitcoin versus gold market cap, 6.27%. In the grand scheme of things, Bitcoin is still a baby. We're still in the very first innings of this thing, and I'm extremely, extremely excited for its future. Anyways, another kind of historic moment as the Overton window is slowly, slowly shifting. We have Vivek Ramaswamy. He is one of the three candidates that was asked, or essentially, let me rephrase that. One of the three presidential candidates, one being Ron DeSantis, one being RFK Jr., and one being Vivek, who have been vocally supportive of Bitcoin. They've actively called out central bank digital currencies. They've accused central bank digital currencies of what Bitcoiners have accused central bank digital currencies of being totalitarian tools, control mechanisms for the state in order to really impose their will on their citizenry, either through stealing their energy, their power, their time via currency debasement via inflation, or the soft power of what is happening in China, right? And China is crazy, right? They have this social credit system implemented. And essentially, if you don't do what the government likes you to do, you know, you lose points on your social credit system. And if you go below a certain amount of points, all of a sudden they could just shut off your money, or they can stop, or they can give you a worse credit rating, or they can deny you access to loans, or you can't travel to certain jurisdictions or certain places, or you just can't travel at all. Like, it is dystopian, and that's what they want to bring to the West. Perhaps not maybe 100% China, but a China light model. I think that's what the Western elites want to do here. I think they fall in love with that totalitarian power, and they're just like, let's bring it over here. But they can't be upfront about these CBDCs. They have to be kind of, you know, this is for your benefit. This is going to make payments more efficient. And this is where our role comes in as Bitcoiners. We have to really call out the BS. And it's like, it's not about efficient payments. It's about the fact that I want to use the money that doesn't steal from me. I want to protect my time, my energy from currency debasement. That's what it's about. And as Bitcoiners, we have to highlight that issue. We have to make it popular. We have to get the mainstream consciousness, the mainstream populace asking the very important question, what is money and why am I being forced to use money that steals from me? Anyways, so this is moving into the political discourse. This is what's happening. Here is Vivek Ramaswamy asked in the Republican presidential debate even though I don't know why they're doing this anymore, because like Trump's like clearly the like front runner by like more than 60%, but whatever, I guess it's good entertainment. Here's Chris Christie, there's Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis, and Vivek, and they asked him about quote unquote crypto in the GOP debate last night. Let's check out what he has to say.
Mr. Ramaswamy, you've praised cryptocurrency like Bitcoin as an opt-out from our quote broken financial architecture, and you oppose efforts to regulate it. The head of the largest international crypto exchange just pleaded guilty to allowing his platform to launder money for terrorists, including Hamas. You say your cryptocurrency plan will, quote, ensure economic freedom for Americans, end quote. Won't it also ensure economic freedom for fraudsters, criminals, and terrorists?
Look, fraudsters, criminals, and terrorists have been defrauding people for a long time. Our regulations need to catch up with the current moment. The fact that SBF was able to do what he did at FTX shows that whatever they have as the current framework isn't working. And I think it is nothing short of embarrassing that Gary Gensler, the current leader of the SEC, in front of Congress, could not even say whether Ethereum counted as a regulated security or not. And so I think that this is just another example of the administrative state gone too far. Here's the dirty little secret in American politics today. The people who we elect to run the government are not the ones who are even actually running the government. It is the bureaucrats in those three-letter agencies.
Okay, and a lot to break down there, so let's get into the discussion. And I'm glad Rustin's here because this is right up his alley. So essentially, look, it's a couple topics, right? So he did bring up the administrative state. The administrative state, right, is the unelected bureaucracy. The U.S. government employs, it's one of the biggest employers in the world. And of course, it's spending a lot more than it collects in tax revenue year after year, even though it collects more tax revenue year after year. And how are they able to afford this growing bureaucracy, these endless wars? Well, deficit spending, money printing, stealing from the populace, really, because that's what inflation is. That's what printing money is. It's a wealth redistribution mechanism from the lower middle classes that don't have the means to save in assets back to the government and back to the very, very wealthy. Because every time they print money, it inflates assets. It pumps asset prices. So a lot of things to unpack there. So he did bring up the administrative state, but the way that the reporter framed it from the very, very beginning, he should have stopped it right then and there. Because essentially, remember what that – she mentioned Hamas, right? And where was that incepted from? That came from the now debunked Wall Street Journal article that misrepresented numbers. And that led for Elizabeth Warren and co. to use that as an excuse, really, to write a letter to the White House and for the Treasury to use the Patriot Act to try to implement these surveillance measures on top of Bitcoin, right? So we have to stop it right there. The reality is that 99% of illicit finance uses the traditional financial system. That's where you should have stopped the argument. Because what she's doing is she's like, look, SBF is a criminal, and she's commingling that, or you know, Binance, he's a criminal too, money laundering. You stop it right there. You don't allow them to set the tone or set the narrative. You say, hold on a second. I understand that's happening and that's bad, but what about the traditional financial system that does have those rules and regulations in play? And regardless of those rules and regulations being in play, 99% of illicit finance and terrorist funding is still being done by the traditional financial system. What about that? What's going on over there? That's not talked about. That should be highlighted. That should be discussed, because that is the reality. That is the truth. And the reason they don't want to frame it that way is because I don't think that they're interested in the truth. I think what they're really interested in is keeping the controls on money. They're a privilege of being able to create money for free that everyone else has to work for, and also the censorship privileges, and also the bureaucratic power of basically getting to pick and choose who is entitled to use money and who's not entitled to use money. And I think that's had catastrophic consequences on the world. Anyways, I want to pass it on to Rustin, because this is right up Rustin's alley. Rustin, what's your thoughts on that, man, on the debate on Vivek? I think he could have answered better, to be honest.
Yeah, I think he could. I did appreciate some of that there. But what you're seeing is the desperation of the state when it comes to Bitcoin. The only thing they have to attack it is basically calling out themselves for their own wrongs in doing so, and Bitcoin superior in every way. And also, why didn't he bring up, you know, JP Morgan and a certain little island off the coast with a certain gray-haired guy that didn't hang himself? You know, we see this stuff all the time. One thing I've appreciated about Vivek is all right, so in these debates, yeah, Nico's right. We're basically just fighting for second place. But there's only one person that sounded different the whole time. All three are bloodthirsty neocons, okay? Like, every single debate, they're like, how many people can we bomb? Let's figure it out, you know? And the only guy speaking any sense in these GOP debates has been Vivek about a humble foreign policy. Going back to that, foreign policy of freedom and diplomacy
and stopping endless wars
for the love of God. But look, Nikki Haley, she's a military contractor. She has money and investments with these contractors. What's her interest? And that's the difference between all these people.
Okay, but let's focus on that, right? Because it's like no one is better than their incentives, right?
100%.
And like if you have someone like Nikki Haley, right? Like, I don't really blame Nikki Haley. Like, the system is set up in a way for certain people to take advantage of the fiat money printer in order to enrich themselves. And I think unless you have like these ridiculously high moral standards, which I think is just impossible because the fiat incentive is so great, you're just going to have individuals and say, listen, like, I'm going to take advantage of this. And we also have to keep in mind that this endless spending, these endless wars are funded by inflation. They're funded by deficit spending. They're funded by the US government spending money it doesn't have by printing money. If you get away with that, if we move to a sound money standard, you wouldn't even have Nikki Haley's. They wouldn't even exist.
The incentives wouldn't be there.
They would have to convince the American public to say, listen, we're going to fund a war in whatever country. We don't have the money to do that, so we're going to raise taxes. You're literally going to have a revolution on the streets the next day. People are not going to want to pay taxes.
It's either that or they're full-fledged behind it and supportive, and it's actually, you know, maybe something to defend the country and benefit its interests, not the special interests like you were saying.
Correct. Right. And then, so yeah, man, it's some interesting times, but this is what Bitcoin's all about. It's to separate money and state. Bitcoin fixes this. It aligns the incentives again. And I think what we're seeing in society right now is this misaligned incentive model. And I think Nayib Bukele is proving what a country could look like with aligned incentives. Anyways, I'm going to pass it on to Opti, the misser of flights. Opti, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, first off, shouts out to Rustin. It's good to have him live with us. That was a good rip, bro. That was a good rip.
The energy is so much better when we're all together, like in person. It's just crazy.
Oh man, that's good. Dude, Rustin, you're killing me. All right, back to the clip. You know, I don't have as much of a technical insight as Rustin does in regards to politics. That's mainly Rustin's avenue. But there is something that I've been saying, I don't even know how long on this show, ever since it happened. It's basically that shitcoiners make us all look bad. And they will constantly use this SBF, FTX stuff until we finally shake off the stench of the fraudulent activities that happened over there. And again, you know, to Vivek's credit, he did kind of touch on the idea that we constantly talk about. It's like the real criminals are using the fiat dollar. The real criminals are using cash. Like, they're not using Bitcoin. What SBF and crew did over at FTX was point blank criminal, with or without a cryptocurrency. That was just straight up fraud. And now we're all getting painted as criminals now. And it's such a low hanging fruit distraction that we're going to constantly have to deal with, is this idea that all of us here are just straight up frauds and criminals, because the most famous examples of us in the news is people like SBF.
We're right back here to what the Howey test and how blatant and obvious the laws are already in place. That's another thing with Vivek. Like, the laws are already, fraud is fraud. Stealing people's property is fraud. Falsifying information and sending that out to all your clients that use your service, that's all on the books. So, you know, I don't know what he's getting at there. You know, if you're supposed to be anti-government, then you shouldn't be asking the big daddy state to come in and add some more regulation. So let's try and be consistent.
100%. And here is a post by the Bitcoin Senator Cynthia Lummis. And, you know, she's laying it out. She's like, crypto assets account for 1% of global illicit finance, right? And she has the whole pie there. Total illicit finance, 2.9 trillion. Crypto assets account for less than 1%, 0.69%. So, and again, this is the truth, and compare that with how the media is covering it, right? They're giving the perception that it's crypto that's enabling these terrorists to do what they do. And that's not the case at all. It's a misrepresentation of the truth for political ends. Anyways,
Wait, Nico, before you go on, because that's such a good point at the end. And I think what we forget is that they wouldn't be able to gaslight the population. They wouldn't be able to get away with these narratives if they didn't understand that people have no clue of what is actually going on. And people are just eating up the narrative, you know, like, trust the experts, don't trust, or what's it? Don't verify, just trust. And this is where we are. This is the standard population. And they know that they, you know, I know you guys get mad when I say they have the monopoly on truth. They have the monopoly on the flow of information. And for better or worse, the corporate press is still the machine out there. There are still the entrenched media. And even though, if we go through the numbers again, the truth doesn't matter. They hold a sliver of the attention economy, and yet they are touted as like, oh, we are the official arbiters of truth.
Exactly. So where's the merit-based system on that? Where's the free market?
It's not here.
It's a complete this is when some people talk about fascism and the partnership between government and the media, government and the banking industry, all the communications. And it's just so blatant and obvious, but so many people are waking up to it. It's like this illusion that they are the media, that they are the gatekeepers. And so many people have obviously just tuned out. They're a dying breed. CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. Even Greg Gutfeld called out his own show the other day for kicking Tucker off at Fox News. So, I mean, we see the movement, and it's just so awesome to be a part of it and to keep this fight. Like Mike Hobart said, the fight never stops. So we just got to stay vigilant, be on it, and keep fighting the monetary demons.
All right. Exactly. Amen to that. Amen to that. Rustin hit the nail on the head once again. Anyways, I do want to give a very special shout out to our sponsor, Bitcoin 2024. It's going to be the largest Bitcoin conference in the world. You want to get your tickets quickly before the prices go up. You can use promo code SIMPLY to get a 10% discount. The conference is happening July 25th. Through the 27th, 2024 in Nashville, Tennessee. A GA ticket will run for $349 right now. An industry pass is $1,099. And a VIP pass is for $4,999. The VIP pass gives you access to the deep backstage VIP lounge, gives you access to premium seating and VIP viewing area at main stage. And the industry pass gives you access to 3 days of the conference. You definitely don't want to miss this Bitcoin celebration, Bitcoin 2024 in Nashville, Tennessee. All right, everybody, let's get on to the news. We have a lot to talk about today. Let's check it out.
The Daily News.
I want to give a shout out to our sponsor, Foundation Devices. It's self-custody done right. They built a premium grade hardware wallet called Passport right here in the US. It's fully open source and verifiable. It's the most intuitive Bitcoin wallet designed with a UX reminiscent of a simple feature phone. So you will know how to navigate it and use it the moment you pick it up. Get your Bitcoin off exchanges and into your own hands in just a few minutes. Experience the peace of mind that comes with taking ownership of your own keys. After a massive sellout during Bitcoin Miami 2023, the Passport is back in stock at foundationdevices.com. Bitcoin only, open source verifiable, completely air gap security model, gorgeous design craft, premium grade materials. If you're thinking about getting your Bitcoin off exchanges, this is the one for you. Check out the Passport link in the show notes below to learn more.
All right, guys, we're going to talk about this monetary demon. We're going to talk about the one of the members of the fiat cartel, the banking cartel. I'm talking about Jamie Dimon. I tweeted this out December 6th. I said they're terrified of what is coming. What is coming? The disintermediation of money. So all of a sudden, if you're a bank, right, and you're in the business of holding other people's money and making money off of that money, and all of a sudden comes a disruptive technology where you can store your own wealth by literally writing down a 12-word seed phrase, or how we suggest stamping it on titanium, get yourself a stamp seed. You know, it's over the long term, the writing's on the wall, especially if people start taking a bit more personal responsibility. So I said they're terrified of what is coming. You couldn't have written this better if you're writing a movie. You have Elizabeth Warren, who's completely anti-Bitcoin, interviewing Jamie Dimon. And here's Lawrence Lepard, and he says, criminals, how much has JP Morgan paid in fines over the past few years? A quick Google search suggests 35 to 39 billion over the past 5 years. Pot, meat, kettle, right? So again, it goes back to the iron law of banker, politician, projection. They're projecting onto us what it is they are guilty of themselves. Here is Pierre Richard, and he's just dropping hot fire. He's just screenshotting some articles. JP Morgan Chase says it's running out of branches to close. 19 Republican states accused JP Morgan of closing bank accounts and discriminating against customers due to their religious or political beliefs. Banks are closing customer accounts with little explanation. JP Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon tells Congress he closed down Bitcoin and crypto. So let's take a look at this video of Elizabeth Warren, and she's so happy. Like, look at her face.
She's so smug.
She's so happy. She's like, you know that like George W. Bush like speech? I think it was like the general. He's like, we got him. We got him. We got him. Like that's the face she's making right now. Okay. Anyways, let's check it out.
Pointed out the only true use case. I've always been deeply opposed to crypto, Bitcoin, etc. You pointed out the only true use case for it is criminals, drug traffickers, anti-money laundering, tax avoidance, and that is a use case because it is somewhat anonymous, not fully, and because you can move money instantaneously, and because it doesn't go through, as you mentioned, all these systems have been built up over many years, know your customer, sanctions, OFAC. They can get bypass all of that. If I was the government, I'd close it down.
Okay.
I've always been deep.
Okay. Yeah, this is great. Oh, my God. Man. Phenomenal. No, I wonder why, Jamie Dimon is saying this. So let me introduce you to Brian Brooks, and we'll play you a video from him in a second. So Brian Brooks was the comptroller of the currency under the Trump administration. Let's check out what he has to say. Here is a quick clip of him. It's about a minute and 45 seconds. This person, notfinancialadvice.crypto, says, I think we all know the real reason Jamie Dimon hates crypto. Here, let's check out what Brian Brooks has to say.
Cryptocurrency does not seek to replace currency. It's a bad name. Cryptocurrency seeks to replace banking. The core things that banks have done since the 1300s, those are going to go away, 100%. And let's just be clear what I mean by that. The reason that we even have banks originated in Italy around the year like 1340, all right? And the reason they originated was because of a set of accounting advances that allowed banks to serve as trusted intermediaries between parties that owed each other money. Before that, literally, I would write you a note and I would promise to pay you money and you put the note in your pocket and you'd see if anybody else would take the note. You know, that's why we refer to discounting notes. And then banks arose and it was like, you no longer need to do that. We'll take care of it for you, but you're gonna have to pay us to do that. That function of needing a trusted intermediary to maintain ledgers of account to figure out, do I owe Brooks money or does Brooks owe me money? It turns out that function no longer has to be done by human beings. The same way we don't need postal clerks anymore. I can send you an email for free and it's instant and that's just the end of the post office. Sorry, but it just is. That function will go away.
So all that being said, it kind of makes sense, right? If you're thinking about it from that situation, kind of makes sense why, you know, they would take that stance, right? It's just, you know, what's the quote about incentives?
I'm going to butcher it, but it's the one like you can't convince a man of something that his job depends on. This is where we're at.
Yeah, 100%. Rustin, you have any thoughts?
Man, I got some stuff here. So I thought it'd be fun to take a little trip down memory lane with with Jamie. So he's bashed Bitcoin for 9 years. January 23rd, 2014, he said, Bitcoin is a terrible store of value. November 5th, Bitcoin 2015, Bitcoin will not survive. How's that fucking going for you, Jamie? January 20th, 2016, Bitcoin is going nowhere. September 12th, 2017, Bitcoin is a fraud coming from... Well, you know, Max Kaiser kind of exposed this guy a lot as he'd call him an economic terrorist. So if you're talking about Hamas, I wonder by the numbers and damages, and I'm not trying to support anything here, but over the decades of damages that have been done by these major institutions funding both sides of wars as well as other criminal activity. I mean, I don't know how they're in business, but January 9th, 2018, I regret making that comment. September 2023, the SEC will likely approve all Bitcoin ETFs. So he's fighting to stay relevant. And it's the same with Liz. I wonder how, you know, she's talking about fraud. What about her college application? You know, I think, shouldn't we? I think we're due to have like a gold dollar coin with Liz on it soon, apparently. But this is what they're going to do. They're going to totally gaslight. They're going to get you to look the other way. This is an old collectivist ideal. They'll exactly say what they're doing and point it to the other side. And you see this all the time, such as committing fraud. And the numbers are right there. The facts are right there. So if anyone, and they'll tell you, don't do your own research because they don't want you to read and understand and learn for yourself how fraudulent the system is. Since 1913, that's pretty awesome. I think Brian Brooks is Coinbase, right? He was affiliated with them.
And I don't remember.
I think he was. But it was kind of interesting how he's hitting back to 2013. Remember, there was no income tax until 1913. Sorry. In 1913, that was instituted. Federal Reserve was instituted. World War I came a year later. Default, 1929. We go back off the gold standard for World War II. And then you were talking about the administrative state. A majority of all of these were formed under the New Deal. And they still continue to this day. And as long as Bitcoin's just going to continue to eradicate these people. Like, do you see a rat, like, advertising rat poison, you know? Or do you see them selling it on the streets? You know, it just doesn't make sense. But at the end of the day, there's no stopping someone else from leaving that on the corner. And there's no stopping anyone else from purchasing it or sending it to anyone they want. Bitcoin is rat poison.
Oh man. All right. Let's move on to the culture, shall we?
Wait. I didn't get a chance here.
Yeah.
What was that clip? Like 30 seconds. And so much was said if you read between the lines. And of course, we talked about incentives. And, you know, I see people in the chat like Jamie Dimon's only saying what they rehearsed for him to say. But it just goes to show that when they talk about Bitcoin, they always use the same excuses. It's like the laundry list of low-hanging fruit excuses for what's bad about Bitcoin. It's financial criminals. It's anonymous, so therefore you can money launder. You know, it's off the grid, so they can't control it.
Well, they're literally money laundering.
Yeah,
daily.
Exactly. And the Larry Lepard thing of like the amount of fines that JP Morgan has paid for various criminal acts is absolutely insane. And yet we're the criminals. And, you know, shouts out to my boy Skeef because he tweeted this morning. And he said basically like when the tyrants and the real criminals call you a criminal, it's a badge of honor because like we're calling out their bluff. And anytime they call us criminals, it just goes to show that we are above the target. We know exactly where we're going. We are hitting the mark. And, you know, again, I keep saying it and I'm like a broken record at this point, but these excuses will be used for probably as long as they are still in business. And Jamie Dimon is no fool. Like, he can play a good fool. And, you know, it's a art of war law, you know, play dumber than your mark. Yeah. And he's a good actor. He goes out there. He acts like he doesn't know what he's doing. He acts like he's, you know, a respectable, trustworthy person. He's got his suit on. He talks well. You know, he's rich, so people listen to him. He owns a bank. You know, what? You can trust a banker, right? And then he comes out and he just shits on Bitcoin and calls us all criminals. And then he has the goal to say, oh, yeah, government should ban Bitcoin. It's like, dude, Jamie, I would love for you to try. I know you guys are all, you know, China light advocates, and China tried to stop Bitcoin. And here we are. We're still here. It's stronger than ever. Like, it's so.
How many felonies have been funded through JP Morgan over the years? Why is no one in jail? They just slap him on the wrist and print more cuck bucks.
It's rules for thee, but not for me. Right. It's central banker politician projection. It's an iron law. Does not break. I haven't seen it break yet. But anyways, I do want to give a very special shout out to our sponsor, Kabeem Rex. They're the most trusted place to buy, sell, and host mining equipment. You got to check out their racks. You could check the link in the video description. You can check out their inventory on their Telegram and connect with a member of their sales team. They make purchasing their products easy and transparent. You could sell mining equipment with them. You can access their vast network of domestic and international customers when you sell your mining equipment with them. Guys, check out Kaboom Racks. I highly recommend it. If you're looking for a Bitcoin ASIC or a Bitcoin miner, check out Kaboom Rex. All right, everybody, let's hit the culture. We have a lot to talk about today.
The Daily Culture.
Brought to you by SwanBitcoin.com. Swan is the best way to build your Bitcoin stack with automated Bitcoin savings plans and instant purchases, serving clients of any size from $10 to $10 million. We love Swan because they incentivize self-custody and dollar cost averaging. What are you waiting for? Visit SwanBitcoin.com today.
All right, guys. So, as you can tell, we're here in Vegas. We are at the D Hotel. We are doing unconfiscatable from, actually, come here, Tatum, get over here. Perfect timing. All right, guys. So first and foremost, the stream's going live in like 5 minutes on the unconfiscatable YouTube. But, you know, I was going to go over the schedule for a little bit, but now we got Tatum. Tatum in this bitch. So let's we'll just kind of, you know, basically have you guys FOMO into why you come to these conferences anyways. And now we got our boy Tatum. And actually, before we go on, Mr. Tatum over here, he's no longer Tatum Turn Up. He's trying to become a respectable content creator. So he's going to put on his professional voice for you guys real quick. No. Tatum, how you doing? Good to have you, bro. It was great to hang out with you yesterday. It's been a good conference so far.
Yeah, I.
Oh, he's kind of dead. You can tell.
No, dude, I'm alive, alert, awake, and enthusiastic. I'm perfectly fine right now. The lights are not doing any damage to me. I don't know if you can smell the Red Bull vodka coming off of me, but
yeah, he's got night blindness too. So I mean, this. But how's the Red Bull vodka? You feeling it?
I need a nap. But no, I am enjoying it. I had a lot of fun yesterday hanging out with y'all and just seeing a lot of people that I only see around Bitcoin conferences, and it's always fun. So it's like a big family reunion.
There's nothing like it.
I know.
There's nothing like it. Like once you get, and this is only my third conference. And like, as soon as I showed up, there was Anna. I saw Gary and some others. And it was just like, boom, like you just talk to these people on Twitter and podcasts and things. But once you get together, it's like you've known each other for like decades or something. It's just, I've never had this kind of, other than maybe be, you know, that locker room vibe type thing in football. It's the same type. Yeah. Type of environment. Love it.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, I might take a contrarian take right here, but did you guys even talk about Bitcoin yesterday at all with anyone? I don't think I hung out with all my Bitcoin friends and I think we all kind of like, I was sitting there with Tarantula and Ronan Miner and my boys, and we're just sitting there and we were laughing. Cause like people come up, they're like, hey, like, you're a miner, right? You want to talk about Bitcoin? He's like, no, like I'm here literally to not talk about Bitcoin. And of course, always the conversations come back to it. But it's so funny. We're all here just like trying to unplug with good friends. And it feels good because the price is pumping this time. You know, there's always a different feeling when you go to a conference and it's just a devastating bear market. But this time around, the price is doing well. We're in Vegas. We're in Sodom and Gomorrah of the modern times, at the most fiat place possible. And it's so much fun. I'm having a blast. I love Vegas. This is lit. I could maybe live here. It'd be bad for me, but you know, I could maybe live here. But man. I don't know, Tatum, did you have Bitcoin conference? Actually, I heard you nerding out mining stuff. Let's maybe talk about some of this stuff.
That was the one, like, I'm a sucker. Whenever someone brings up mining, I am going to talk about mining. But other than that, though, like, it was just the people that I knew I'd been talking about mining with previously. But then I was like, you know what? No, I'm chilling. I'm having a good time just, like, in Vegas hanging out. And then, but yeah, I get a little juice in me, and then I start talking about mining, so which is a very bad thing on dates for sure.
Well, speaking of, we were telling Tatum that we might steal his branding, and now we are Simply Bitcoin between two ASICs, but you can only see one of them right now. The other one's over here. You guys will see that on the lunch break. What's actually, maybe on that point, I will kind of go over some of the schedule, guys. So I think the live stream, Nico had to run to go make sure that it's working on. Yeah, all right. So it's about to go kick off. Is it on the Unconfiscatable YouTube, right? Let me go check. So it's going to go live right now. West Coast time is what time are we? Is it 9 a.m. now? No, 10 a.m.?
Yeah, it's 10.
It's 10 a.m. Okay. So there was a workshop that just happened. I think Tone Vase is going to start right now with opening remarks. Then I'm going to make it. I'm making it over there to go watch Giacomo on Is This Censorship?
Yes.
Then we got, let's go, Bitcoin in Las Vegas at 11. We got Noster in Action 11:30. We have Evolution of Freedom Tech 11:45, and then at 12:30, this is Pacific time, we will be doing live interviews for you guys. So you'll probably, I think the Unconfiscatable stream will shut down at noon, and then you guys will have to pop up over here. We're going to do some live interviews. We're going to get as many people as we can, do a jam-packed hour and a half for you guys for lunch break. And then I'm pretty sure the stream will go back up on Unconfiscatable stream on YouTube. And then there's some, you know, some swag giveaways, Evolution of Freedom Tech at 2:15. Oh, this one's going to be spicy. Bitcoin VC, Rent Seekers, or Value Add at 2:45.
When is Gary and Jimmy? And Gary's supposed to have that might like be a tomorrow debate coming up.
Then Second Layer, and then Future of Mining Pools at 4.
Let's go.
That's today. Okay.
So we're going to have Ocean and some of that going.
Well, there's been some spicy contention on the internet. So I wonder if they'll.
Stratum V2.
Well, you know, I think Giacomo is going to talk about it right now at 10:15. Is this censorship? I know Giacomo is kind of part of the Ocean's team, I believe. So I am guessing we're going to get some.
Is it your node?
Is it your
it's
node?
It's your node, right? So,
All right. Tomorrow, we got some tutorials. Bitcoin Law and Order, 10:15 a.m. Lightning LARP. Okay. Interesting. Mining innovations, public and private mining. Dude, so much mining.
Yes.
All right. Damn, so stoked, dude. The whole conference is very, it's mining. It's almost all mining. So guys,
it's all these developments like boom, boom, boom at once in the mining industry. It's so great that it's so timely to have, you know, I know they set this up way ahead of time, but for it to be so timely right now. And we just had, you know, there was some contract dispute in Texas with the raiding of a Riot platform facility. Did we see that or shut down? We'll probably get into some of that later. But there were some contract disputes. We have that going on, but
I saw that.
Major energy and natural gas companies, even Jamie Dimon and JP Morgan themselves have put out reports on the future of Bitcoin mining and possible consolidation into major miners. So they know what's going on. And at the end of the day, with all these things, it's like, are they, you know, just protecting themselves or trying to create some FUD to stack?
Why not both?
Bitcoin wins, right? So if they're going to talk shit, well, they're just pumping our bags. And then if they're going to try to go in, well, they're going to speed up the pace at which we eradicate them. And, you know, maybe they'll have some sats on the side when they go extinct.
I think that my favorite timing thing in the past, like, month or so was the FUD articles coming about, yes, about using water for Bitcoin mining and then ocean literally launching. That was a great, like, we're boiling the oceans. I'm an ocean boiler, baby.
Yes. This is the D Hotel.
What's going on over here? We're live. We're live. Okay, we're live. Murph, can you switch me over?
He will be here at 11 o'clock. We're going to do a little
here. Let me pop this off real quick. All right, guys. So,
shout outs to TC.
Shouts out.
See the time chain calendar.
I was going to actually, but I guess we're running out of time and we want you guys to go watch the speakers. But
we'll be back.
Sure. Is it unconfiscatable on YouTube?
Yes, the unconfiscatable, or you can go to Tone Vase.
Okay, go to Tone Vase's YouTube channel, guys, or unconfiscatable. It is just starting. Tone is opening it up. We'll have content for you guys all day. So what, 7 p.m. Eastern time, 4 to 7. Okay, all right, hold on. I don't know who's changing this on me. Okay. All right, guys. I guess this is literally like the curtain call with the hook, and they're telling me to get off, guys. So
stage left, but we will be back
here.
Soon.
Actually, Rustin, can you just drop them the link in the YouTube channel?
Absolutely.
In the chat. Okay. Oh, cool.
Yeah, Murph Dog got him.
Drop it in the chat so they see it. I don't see the link. Maybe. Oh, wait. Yeah, you did. All right. It's up here. All right, guys. All right. Well, this is the, you know, the hook when it's a bad act and they're kicking us off. But
guys, that was my fault.
Yeah. Always no. Tatum's fault. Always Tatum's fault. Now, but man, Tatum, it was good. Good to have you on today. Good to hang out with you. And then, guys, I don't know. I don't know if we told Nico yet, but Nico, I think we're doing between two ASICs maybe later if we have some time. So catch us there. But also, guys, we will be streaming for you guys interviews. We got to schedule them all for you guys. So 12:30 p.m. Pacific time to about 2 p.m. So we should have an hour and a half of interviews for you guys today. So come back to our channel. We'll get that live for you guys. And then come back tomorrow. You already know the deal, guys. We are the number one source through the Bitcoin revolution, separation of money and state. And just like, subscribe, share, spread all Bitcoin content. This is what it's about. This is why you come to these conferences. You know, I know you guys complain about the price and, you know, you should stack sats. And of course, guys, that's a given. Always stack sats first. But the connections that you build, I know a lot of us don't need the community, but sometimes you just need some love from other Bitcoiners it feels good.
Sophie wants meme review. Oh boy.
Dude, I'm getting booted off right now.